This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment. Doubt and pain made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
President-elect Trump will go into office with a majority of Americans viewing him unfavorably towards. That is something we simply have never seen in the modern era. Just look at the numbers going all the way back to Jimmy Carter. Every newly elected president experiences some kind of honeymoon. Donald Trump, just 40% viewed favorably. But there's a contradiction here, and it's a fundamental one, George. Most Americans have high expectations for how he'll handle the big issues. 60% believe he'll do an excellent or good job on the economy. 56% believe he'll do an excellent or good job handling terrorism. So viewed unfavorably, but still, George, high expectations for his presidency on those.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. More fake news. Trump is viewed unfavorably. It's the highest, but of course, this is just the media being bitter, expressing sour grapes, and they're playing with the approval polls. I will discuss this. Maxine Waters is calling for an impeachment probe. Really? The man hasn't even become president yet, and they're talking about impeachment. But again, you knew this was coming. You knew this was coming. And here's the thing. I have to say this. Because I've been thinking about this. In relation to the outrageous allegations that Donald Trump is not legitimate. Just want to address that. Because 3 days from now, Donald Trump and his wife, Melania, will arrive at the White House for morning tea with Mr. Obama and his wife, Michelle. Upstairs in the residence, movers will rush around doing last-minute packing. By lunchtime, Obama will have handed over the reins of the most powerful nation to Donald J. Trump. A military aide with a briefcase holding the U.S. nuclear launch code will stop trailing Obama and leave the U.S. Capitol in Trump's entourage. The inauguration is one of the great turning points in the nation's political consciousness, historian William Seal said. Everything was going along one way, and suddenly there's a turnaround. He won. A stop and a change. A reevaluation. Really, the thing about this transition, it is like no other in the world. And one of the most amazing things about the United States, this great Democrat republic, is the fact that there is this peaceful transfer of power. That we campaign, we sling arrows, but at the end, when the votes are tallied, and when we know the outcome, when we have a winner, he is everyone's president in the United States. That is the most, really, one of the most amazing things, and we take it for granted, but it really should not be. I can't stress enough to you how amazing it is that in this country, and I'm always struck by the fact that as I watch inaugurations in the past, how this great nation has this peaceful transition of power. In no other country does that happen quite like the United States of America. In fact, the name says it all. We are the United States of America. We are a conglomeration of different states, and we make up a republic. We're the United States of America. We are a democratic republic. Not to be confused with a democracy, because we are a democratic republic. It's a little different. Hence the Electoral College and all the things that we have that are unique to the American system. Really, it's really an amazing sight to see. And again, we take it for granted, but I'm always struck with the sense of how amazing it is that you can have this complete transfer, this transition from one government entity to another. Regardless of the political leanings, regardless of the partisan rancor that exists, there is always this beauty of the transition from one administration to the next. It really is an amazing thing. I mean, so you've got now these 30 to 40, I think at last... I think it was 40 now. 40 people that have decided not just people, Democrats. You've got 40 Democrats now. Close to that, I think. I think it's up to 40 now that are saying that they will not take part in the inauguration. Of course, this was started up by Congressman John Lewis from Georgia, who recently said last Friday, in fact, that Donald Trump is illegitimate. So everybody's been running with this whole deal that Trump's illegitimate, of course, because you know that's the natural place where we're at, given you know what's been happening, i.e., the fact that. You know, we've heard this narrative that, you know, Hillary won the popular vote, that the Russians hacked this thing, and that he's, of course, the natural progression is what? That he's an illegitimate president. And nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. And so I say to everyone out there that the beauty of America, really, the beauty of this country is the fact that we have this peaceful transition of power. It is like no other in the world, like no other throughout history, that we, and in fact, I was struck by that when Obama became president. I thought, and it's always my thought, it's always whenever I see an inauguration, it is always an amazing thing to me to see the fact that that we do this, and that you know the military isn't involved like in other countries. It's not a coup d'état. People don't just take power like in third world countries or banana republics. No, no, no. We lead the world in terms of transition. And this just in: Russia hacked the NFL because the Cowboys had won the popular vote. Breaking news. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. When you feel down and out, sing a song, get
Edward Woodson Show.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', violin, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. If you listen to the opening segment, ABC News has a new poll out. But should we trust it? Huh? Because the polls were all wrong before. In fact, in the month leading up to the election on November 8th, I repeatedly demonstrated to you how the mainstream media polls from the likes of ABC and Washington Post, CNN, Reuters, Wall Street Journal, NBC, you name it, they repeatedly manipulated their poll samples to engineer the desired results, namely a large Hillary Clinton lead. In fact, just 16 days prior to the election, an ABC News Washington Post poll showed a 12-point lead for Hillary, a result that turned out to be embarrassingly wrong for the pollsters. But proving they still got it, the ABC, Washington Post, and CNN are now out with a pair of polls on Trump's favorability this morning that sport some of the most egregious oversamples that I've ever seen. Of course, it's par for the course, isn't it? The ABC Washington Post poll showed an 8-point sampling margin for Democrats, with only 23% of the results taken from Republicans. Do you understand what I'm saying to you here? It's very simple. If you ask a majority of Democrats a specific question, you're going to get a specific answer. If you ask a majority of Republicans a specific answer, you're going to get the desired answer that you want. So let me just dial down on this poll. A total of 1,000 adults were interviewed by telephone nationwide by live interviewers, calling both landline and cell phones. Among the entire sample, 32% described themselves as Democrats, 24% described themselves as Republicans, and 44% describes themselves as independent or members of another party. All right? Now, of course, ABC latched onto the conclusion that Trump is just being mean to the media because he tweeted out this. 57% of Americans see Donald Trump's treatment of the news media as unfair. In new ABC Washington Post poll. Trump to enter office as most unpopular president. He's the most unpopular incoming president since Jimmy Carter. Okay? So that they ran with it. But these are the same people. The same people who did the phony election polls and were wrong before. So why should I believe you now? I mean, look. You can pretty much do any poll you want and get any result you want based on who you ask or the kind of questions you ask. This is like consistently, for instance, I'll give you an example. Consistently, Obama's approval ratings are like something like 57% or right around there, 50-something percent. Okay? But when asked, when people ask specifically about, like, for instance, the track of the country, right track, wrong track. You've got close to 70% of people that believe we're on the wrong track. So how could that gel? How could that jibe? How are they so out of whack that his personal approval rating is close to 60%, but that 70% of people believe that we're on the wrong track? I'll tell you why. Because when asked, when people ask, well, what do you think about Barack Obama? Personally speaking, he always gets very high poll numbers because I think people don't want to say anything bad about him because I think there is a certain degree of political correctness that is inherent with everything, unfortunately. And so I think most people, when asked what they think of President Obama, they go, oh, I really like him. He's great. When they ask about his policies, not so much. So my point is this. Hillary Clinton, all the polling data, which I told you during the election was wrong, all of it pointed to this Hillary Clinton landslide. Remember? It wasn't even going to be close. And it turns out that, in fact, the pollsters were all wrong. They were all wrong. They were all wrong. In fact, it's funny because they're now saying that, the Comey letter coincided with Hillary Clinton's poll numbers tightening. I mean, I don't believe any of these polls. The one thing that we realize is that the polls were all wrong. So why is it that we're supposed to believe this poll? Why should I believe this poll? I don't believe any polls anymore, really. They're all wrong. In fact, the one consistent thing that we've seen is that the polls have been all wrong. And you know, you can look at the polls for the Israeli election, the polls for Brexit. Of course, all the polls here in the United States, they were all wrong. In fact, I would argue that polling is done. It is a something that I don't think it even applies any longer. I don't know anyone who, number one, picks up their phone. I mean, like, when you get a phone call and you don't recognize the number, do you answer the phone? I know I don't. Or if you see a number that, for instance, you see that it's a caller that, unidentified caller or what have you, a private number, you don't answer that. Nobody does. And nobody's got a landline. So just the fact that people even poll anymore. And that the media relies on the polls. See, the media relies on the polls because it's an effective way to brainwash you. It's propaganda, pure and simple. Somehow, if it's disguised or encouched in a poll, you're going to believe it. But we know that they're wrong. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
T-shirts! It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change?
See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, you, hey, loose, get on the spotlight.
President-elect Trump won the election fair and square. We know that. But the left still will not accept the outcome of the election. Here is the congressman, Congressman Lewis, on why he thinks Trump is not a legitimate president. Watch.
I think the Russians participated in having this man get elected, and they helped destroy the candidacy of Hillary Clinton. I don't plan to attend inauguration. It would be the first one that I miss since I've been in the Congress.
Well, that's not entirely true. Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Actually, that's actually not true because John Lewis actually skipped George W. Bush's first inauguration. Yes, he did. Not only did he skip his inauguration, he also aired the exact same grievance by saying that he felt that the presidency of George W. was, you guessed it, illegitimate. That's correct. Illegitimate. He said the exact same thing. He actually skipped Bush's inauguration and said that he thought it would be hypocritical to attend Bush's swearing-in because he doesn't believe Bush is the truly elected president. Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is not the first time that my man has skipped an inauguration, although he just told us that this is the first one he's going to skip. I said yesterday, if you listen to my show, that there is coming a time where people aren't going to believe the media. They're already not believing politicians. That's exactly why Donald Trump won. Donald Trump won exactly because of what John Lewis is saying and what the rest of the Democrats that have joined in with John Lewis are saying. It's exact same deal. Okay? Now, as I just said at the top of the show, the greatest thing about this country, again, if you didn't vote for Donald Trump, fine. Look, I didn't vote for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. But I realized that he won fair and square. I didn't freak out. I didn't cry about it. I accepted it. Because this is the life that we have chosen. Look, this is the deal. You know the rules going in. So, I think it's a travesty. I think it's outrageous that you would have a congressman or any elected official, frankly, say that they're not going to attend the inauguration. Like, I get it. I understand if you don't want to attend the inauguration. But to say that he's illegitimate is outrageous. It's outrageous. But this is leading up to, and what I said yesterday, you already had the utterances that, Donald Trump, we need to look into impeaching him. The man is not even, he's not even the president yet, and yet they're talking now about impeaching. Listen, this is Maxine Waters. I want you to listen to this exchange.
Down by Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California, who also plans to skip the inauguration. Also joining us is Republican strategist John Brabender. Congresswoman, let me ask you about that. I guess there's two issues here. Is Trump going to be a legitimate president of the United States, actually president of the United States, or not? And are there questions about what role the Russians played in this election? I personally believe they're separate questions, but do you?
No, absolutely not. And I think when John talked about him being illegitimate, he really was talking about the fact that the questions are still out there about whether or not the Russians did play a role in determining what happened in our elections. And also, I think John was talking about there are going to be more investigations to determine whether or not Trump or his advocates, people associated with him on his staff in the campaign, whether or not there was some collusion, whether or not there was exchange of information, whether or not they were strategizing together. And I think that's what he was trying to describe. Other people are trying to talk about this, you know, democracy and whether or not once you question whether someone is legitimate, that you are questioning whether or not the democracy works. And people, you know, don't want it to be that you are deciding that somehow the electoral system doesn't work, the democracy doesn't work, etc. He's really talking about this unusual occurrence where, in fact, we know that the Russians played an important role and they tried to support Mr. Trump and they tried to make sure that Hillary Clinton didn't get elected. And so I think that's a legitimate discussion.
First of all, we know for a fact that there's absolutely no proof that the Russians did anything to influence the outcome of the election. I mean, this is so stupid. But what their aim here is, to throw out the impeachment world. That's what this is. Listen.
Well, let's talk about where that leads to, Congresswoman. You've raised a good point here. I guess for you, it is important. If we find out that somebody on behalf of Donald Trump was on the phone or in email relations with somebody in Russia or the ambassador to America from Russia, and there was some sort of, as you call it, collusion, then what? Does that make Trump subject to impeachment? What do you mean by not legitimate?
Here we go. Impeachment.
Definitely what you mean by the term.
Well, here's
if you find out there was a connection, there was collusion, your term.
Well, here's what I'm trying to get to. If we discover that Donald Trump or his advocates played a role in helping to devise strategy, if they're the ones who came up with crooked Hillary, if they're the ones who came up with she's ill, something's wrong with her energy, and the way that he basically, you know, described her in the campaign, I think that is something that would put the question squarely on the table whether or not he should be impeached.
So you think you could have an impeachable offense before you take office, in other words?
Well, I think that at the point that investigations discover and can confirm and document any of that.
Nonsense. Nonsense. So her proof is that and she's trying to make the inference that somehow the Russians provided Trump with these nicknames, like Crooked Hillary and Little Marco. It was the Russians that were behind the brilliant campaign strategy that allowed Donald Trump to win. It was the Russians, you see. And because of that, we've got to think about maybe impeachment proceedings. Before the man even has taken office, I think that you have to actually be the president to be impeached. I'm pretty sure about that. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. So, Maxine Waters, the Democrat congresswoman from California, is calling for Donald Trump to be impeached on the grounds that he coined the term crooked Hillary in collusion with the Russian government, even suggesting that the Kremlin was feeding Trump such lines to use during his campaign. Of course, all this while Chris Matthews egged her on. This is honestly some of the stupidest back and forth I've ever heard in my life. Chris Matthews, of course, suggested that the Russian government engaged in collusion with the Trump campaign and set up Maxine Waters by saying, does that make Trump subject to impeachment? And, of course, she said this. If we discover that Donald Trump or his advocates played a role to help provide strategy, if they're the ones who came up with crooked Hillary, if they're the ones who came up with she's ill, something's wrong with her energy, and the way that he basically described her during the campaign, I think that is something that would put the question squarely on the table whether or not he should be impeached. And there you have it. Impeachment. It's out there. You see how this is all set up for you nicely? Friday, we've got John Lewis coming out with, he's illegitimate. He's illegitimate. Oh, of course, over the weekend, all the news shows, the Sunday morning news shows, all ran with that narrative. Illegitimate. To set up, of course, the logical conclusion, which is he should be impeached. Now, how could he be impeached when he hasn't even taken office yet? Can we wait till the man takes office before we entertain the notion of impeachment? I don't know. Call me crazy. And then Maxine Waters went so far as to suggest that the nicknames that Trump used against all his political opponents, even Republicans, were fed to him by Russia. No, it was pretty easy to come up with these nicknames. I mean, Crooked Hillary, really? 14-year-old could have come up with that. So this is what Chris Matthews said. So you think you can commit an impeachable offense before you take office? Because, you know, you're not the president yet. To which Maxine Waters said, well, I think that at the point that investigations discover and confirm and can document any of that role in helping to strategize, they had a role in attempting to determine the outcome. Is that an answer? No. She also went on to say this. In many ways, they used the information they got when they hacked into emails, etc. If that was used against Hillary Clinton in some way, yes, I think that's impeachable. Chris Matthews also suggested that Russian television was running a lot of propaganda that Hillary was mentally and physically impaired. That was there. That was the propaganda message. And then he said this. Do you believe that Trump is somehow being held hostage by Vladimir Putin because of information on his behavior? I.e., you know, the golden shower story. Matthews asked, despite the fact that we all know that the story that he is alluding to is completely bogus and fake. You know what we have heard, not in the classified briefing, but in this information about the dossier that has been collected by the man in London on him, Waters replied. It talks about some things that appear to ring true based on what we've learned about Trump. That's right. MSNBC is still pushing the fake news narrative about Trump as if it is real. Nonetheless, Waters continued to bring the crazy and said this. Okay, what I have learned or heard about the dossier, it's about his involvement with women. It's probably prostitutes that are involved and those kinds of things. And he has sounded that way. He has acted that way, and it gives you reason to think maybe something is to this, and we need to find out more. Huh. Matthews then spent the rest of the broadcast fawning over outgoing President Obama with fake news guru Brian Williams commenting on how cool and young Obama looks, and how smooth he is for singing Al Green songs while in office. Like I've told you before, you know what propaganda is, and you know what fake news is. You know how you know? And by the way, I love how we have taken over the fake news moniker, because you know that was the best is how the mainstream media put out the fake news moniker, and how we have turned it around and said no, you're fake news. But what is the end result here? We've got 3 days to go now, and you're kidding me, right? We're talking about impeachment already. I mean, and Maxine Waters isn't the only one that's talked about it. I heard Robert Reich over the weekend talking to Jeffrey Lord about it. He was exasperated on CNN talking about, we've got to impeach. We got to think about impeaching. Impeaching? Impeaching? This is how ridiculous these people are. This is what they have stooped to. Outlandish, crazy, tinfoil hat conspiracy theories. It was the Russians, don't you know? And you know, you think they come up with something better than the Russians? I mean, this is like just pathetic. It's like, talk about throwback. That's a throwback. I mean, we're going all the way back to the 1950s, where there's a Ruski under every bed. It's the Red Menace. I mean, really? This This is now news. This is considered credible. You know, because you have a congressman coming up on the air, and you got Chris Matthews there, and I guess it's credible, you know. It's a congresswoman, right? It's got to be. I guess it's true. I mean, I saw it on TV, so it must be true, right? I mean, they wouldn't put anything on TV that wasn't true, right? I'm a little confused, frankly. No, I'm not. Impeachment? Get out of here. Give me a break. That's the best you guys can come up with, right? This is the Russians. She won the popular vote. He's illegitimate. We've got to impeach him. We've got no choice. We have to impeach the guy. I mean, he hasn't even been sworn in. Can we at least have a transition here? Again, one of the most beautiful things in America is that we have this peaceful transition every 4 years. And it's an amazing thing to witness. The fact that you have one administration handing off the baton to another administration. And we all basically celebrate that. We'll be right back. The madness and the mayhem continues in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.